Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message. God has shown me a prophetic insight and an update. I'm not going to be long with it, and we're going to continue in 1 Timothy chapter 4. But I need to really get this to our attention. Now, before we go to the update, how many of you have been following the news around the world? Not just our local news. Our local news is all they're going to give you is how much they hate Trump. Okay, it's all the dirt against our president. NBC, CBS, all of them, CNN, they don't have true news. And so I've been going around the other places around the world and been watching. And one of the things that came to mind, and I've been asking myself this, is, Lord, why isn't our country warning us what these other nations are about to do? And I don't know if you caught on True News, but they had a video clip of the president of China rallying 2 million men for war. Go to True News and watch the video, and the president of China is warning, he's rallying 2 million of his army men to prepare for war, prepare to die. Die for your country. And why? Because they're going to come alongside North Korea. They know that we're going to strike. Okay, so, and then I was reading that Pakistan and India are about ready to nuke each other. Yeah, and then Russia is about ready to go in the Baltic Seas again because they want us out of that region. So these are all hotbeds. And then now Turkey has come down just in prophecy, and now they're bombing in Syria. They got troops in there. They got, and everything that the U.S. has set in there, set up in there. Now they're destroying all these strongholds or these barricades that U.S. was coming along with the Kurds. So I kept saying, God, what's going on here? And you know our ministry here. God has called us to be a watchman on the wall. And if there's a prophetic significance, I'm going to share it. And if there is some, but it has to line up with God's word. If it don't line up in the Bible, it don't line up in the biblical calendar, it don't line up in God's word, I'm not going to share it. I'm not. But I need to share this because it came my way. And, you know, a lot of people thought that the four blood moons that took place back in 2014, 2015, it was very significant because it let Israel know that, hey, you know, there's a war brewing. And we all know that Russia and Turkey are going to come from the north. And in those 2 years, those of you who went to Maranatha Chapel, remember we went this past Feast of Trumpets. And Pastor Ray Bentley shared that Russia was like 2,500 miles away from Israel. And then after that first set of blood moons, they got a little closer. And now they're only 200 miles away. They're in Syria. Okay, these are all prophetic. Things happen, but, you know, we were thinking something's going to break out. No, God was showing, hey, I'm setting all this up. So now, I need to show you something that came my way, and it ties in with the Word of God. Let's go to this first clip right up here. It's the Red Horse Prophecy and the Blood Moons. 1 week from today, this is next Wednesday, on January 31st, 2018, on the biblical calendar of Shavuot 15, which biblically it's 5778, will be a super blue moon. It will also be a lunar eclipse known as a blood moon. So all of our area is going to see this blood moon. It's about 3:30 in the morning. Okay, but what's significant, it falls on the biblical calendar again. And now there's a bookend. So next Wednesday is that, it's a huge super blood moon as well. Next year, on the same biblical calendar day, it's going to appear again. So you got one next week and one exactly the same year on that same biblical calendar. Now, what's so significant? Let's move on. On January 21st, 2019, on the biblical calendar of Shavuot 15:5-7-7-8, will be a super blue moon, which will also be a lunar eclipse known as a blood moon. So they're going to be bookends. What is significant on the biblical calendar of Shavuot 5778, it's also called Tu Bish Shavuot. Okay, so there's a very significant day. You know the calendars that we give you guys once a month? Okay, this right here? Okay, I keep us updated on the calendar, on the events. We have to always look at God's calendar. What's God doing? You know, we're on the Gregorian calendar, amen? So it's January through December. But God has truly appointed times on his calendar. So what is it? It's the vision given to the prophet in Zechariah 1:7-10 of the red horse of war in the month of Shavuot. John mentions it also in Revelation 6:4 of the red horse of war. What I truly believe what's taking place in our world is setting up for the final, this big battle that's supposed to come. The book of Revelation, if you're not reading Revelation, it's telling you there's a big war that's coming. And here's the thing. There's nothing for us to be fearful of. Can I get amen? Because we got the Holy Spirit living inside of us. And God will supernaturally protect his. We're talking about those who are not in the faith, unbelievers, or even backsliders. We need to wake them up. Now, let's go on to the next clip. In Zechariah 1:7, it's in the Word of God. Now, back during ancient Israel, they didn't even create the names of the month just yet. It was always the year and the month and the date. So let's look at this. In Zechariah 1:7 in your Bible, it's right up here as well, on the 24th day in the 11th month. Okay, so that is Shavuot. We're in Shavuot right now on the biblical calendar. Okay, so this took place on the 11th month on the biblical calendar, which is the month of Shavuot during the second year of Darius. That's key right there, the second year of Darius. I need you just put a mental note or write it down. The second year of Darius. The word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, son of Iddo. I saw during the night a man riding on a red horse, but he was standing among the myrtle trees that were in the ravine, and behind him were red sorrel and white horses. Now, if you go even further, I don't have time to go in any further, but these are the same color horses that are in the book of Revelation. The pale horse, the green horse, the red horse. The red horse is war. Let's move on. And I said, "What are these, my Lord?" Then the Lord who was speaking with me said, "I will show you what these are." Then the man who was standing among the myrtle trees responded and said, "These are the ones whom the Lord has sent out to walk to and fro on the earth." Okay. During this time, all of Israel was in war. And eventually, the Babylonians came and took them all away in captivity. Took them away. Why? Because the priests fell into idolatry. The whole nation went into idolatry. And one of the greatest transgressions against God was now they were delivering their babies on the altar of Baal. And right now, around the world, not just ours, one of the most transgressions against God is the abortion mills. And I think we may lead the nation in that. It's a serious matter when you look at these things. Now, look at this in Revelation. John, the Revelator. Now, this is a future event. So it ties in Zechariah's prophecy. So now, we all know that Revelation hasn't completed yet. We're in the moment now. I believe we're the generation that are seeing these things now. So John, the Revelator, was caught up in the third heaven. And God showed him what would take place in the future. So it reads here in Revelation 6, 3, and 4, when he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, come and see. Another horse, fiery red, went out, and it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword. Okay, so this is the red horse, and it's the red horse of war. And so Zechariah prophesied it, okay, and now we know that John was shown that this was going to take place in a future event, in a future time. And if you've been watching what's going on around the world, never before has the United States sent 6 out of the 7 carriers in the Korean Peninsula. They're out there, stationed out there. They're ready to strike. China is rallying 2 million army men to come alongside North Korea. Saints, this is what's happening right now, and no one's talking about it. So the news, all they're talking about is how much dirt can we still pour on President Trump? They're all talking about Russia collusion and Russia. You know what? They're getting your mind off track to the real deal. They're not telling us the truth. Can I get amen? They're not telling us the truth. They're lying to us. So now, I did some research on remember I said in the second year of Darius? Okay, well, Wikipedia can go all the way to almost the beginning of the Hebrew calendar, meaning they're very good at history, finding dates. So I double-checked, triple-checked, and let's go right here to Wikipedia. Shavuot in Jewish history is a tradition and tradition. The second year of Darius is 517 B.C. And on Shavuot 24, Zechariah's prophecy was given. So now we know now on the biblical calendar, not just the 11th month, not just on the 24th day, but now we know the date, the year. It was 517 B.C. 517 B.C. Very significant. So then the software that I got that prints out our calendars once a month, you can hold the button on this bottom arrow on this software, and it'll take you all the way back to Adam and Eve. It'll take you back to creation on the biblical calendar. So I went back to 517. Let's go here. There it is. Shavuot is the blue. You know how our calendar is in burgundy? So I went to 517. You see that 517 right up there? And it was on the 24th day. Your Bible says that in Zechariah. It was the 24th day on the 11th month. And that was the date that God gave Zechariah the vision. It ties in. It ties in. Now, you know, Pastor Mark Bills, he's the one that discovered, you know, the four blood moons. I wanted to see what he had to say about this discovery. And let's read this. Oh, first of all, this is how the biblical Jewish calendar is. So look at this. Shavuot is in the 11th month. And it's in January, what? February, in between there. We're right in it. We're in the month of Shavuot. It's all right there, right before us. God is unpeeling a mystery for the church to get ready of what's about to take place. We got to be prayed up. Can I get it? get an amen? We need to be prayed up? Amen. Huh? This is the time to be prayed up now. You know, there is an old thing. It's about ready, blank, to hit the fan. It's going to hit the fan. And that's what we need to be praying for. Because if it's too much, because the Bible tells us in Revelation that hearts, men's hearts are going to fail them for the fear that's coming on the earth. Just imagine if everyone starts nuking off. My goodness, people are going to die of heart attacks. There was a man, I think it was the earthquake that took place in Alaska. He died of a heart attack because he thought a tsunami was coming. Just something like that will just trigger something, a spirit of fear. But God didn't give the church a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, what? And a sound mind. All right, let's go. Let's look what Mr. Biltz has to say. I believe it's the next clip. He wrote, "These are very significant biblical dates. Now we have two red blood moons bookending each other in 2018, 2019 on Tu B'Shevat. In the month of Shevat, meaning it's on the calendar, on God's calendar. Not the Gregorian, but the biblical calendar. This is fascinating prophetically because there's a section of scripture in which Zechariah receives a revelation of a red horse being given a great sword to take peace from the earth. And this takes place in the month of Shevat. The relevant section of the Bible, Zechariah, we all know, Zechariah 1 and 7 through 8. Let's read that right up here. We'll read it again. Upon the 4 and 20th day of the 11th month. So we saw now, right? It's in Shevat on the 24th day. And we found out it's the year 517 B.C., which is the month of Shevat in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, and the prophet saying, upon the four, okay, that's the same thing. Let's go one more time. Not surprisingly, Zechariah asks this, what's this all about? And he receives some incredible insight from an angel who was nearby. So an angel spoke to Zechariah. And then Biltz explains in verse 12, we are told, then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long wilt thou not have mercy on Jerusalem and the cities of Judah against thou hast had indignation against 70 years? Now, why is there going to be a war that and God's going to watch over Israel? Because God is going to kind of like break the camel's back. Because all the nations are the ones that scattered the Jews. Remember, Babylonian came in and scattered them. And they were scattered for thousands of years. And they still hate the Jews to this day. There's no peace there. You know, there's never going to be peace until the Prince of Peace comes. Now, let's look at this. Biltz argues this message is key of importance for people alive today. Do you see the amazing pattern, he asks? The vision of the horses are of the four horses from Revelation. And this vision takes place at the end of a 70-year period, 70. Guess what Israel's celebrating right now as we speak? Their 70th year of being a nation. This year, 5778. They're all celebrating throughout Israel right now. 70 years since they were declared a nation. Why, how does this tie in? It ties in perfectly. It's like a glove tying in together. Look at this. And this vision takes place at the end of a 70-year period, 70, which is given to Israel. Israel's now celebrating its 70th anniversary, as I just mentioned. Let's move on. He also argues the mention of the second year of Darius is also critical of importance as the second year of President Trump's administration approaches. As the head of the world's most powerful nation, Trump can substitute for Darius in contemporary prophetic terms. Oh, yes, the world hates that man. Did you know that? Man, all they do is sling mud every day. Every day, it seems like all they got in their mind is to wake up and sling mud at this man. And yet God raised them up. God raised them up. Hallelujah. Let's go on. What this suggests is the red horse of war being unleashed very soon. And these moons heralding its arrival. He said again, I'm not predicting anything will happen on the day of the moon itself. Instead, I will look for war to break out between the two blood moons, which take place a year apart on Tu B'Shevat. More than ever, it's important for Christians to get on God's calendar, the biblical calendar, and learn to interpret the signs of the times. Listen, we all know, you know, praise God, we have very good weather stations that could tell us if there's a storm coming, you know, if it's going to be hot today, it's going to be cold tomorrow. But what God's trying to wake up the church is not see for weather signs, but see the signs of the times and the times that we live in right now. They're very prophetic right now. And so let's move on. It's not just about what is happening in the sky. It's about when it is happening. And the correlation between this super blood moon and historic events in the Middle East lining up with specific dates listed in Scripture should make all believers to get right with the Lord as soon as they can. You know, you always hear me say, get right or get left. It's time to get right, isn't it? Now, let's go to the next clip. This is next Wednesday. It's in the month of Shavuot on Tu B'Shevat. It's on that prophetic day right there. There's a blood moon. It's a week from today. You can see it if you wake up at 3 in the morning. It's going to be probably at its, I'm going to say its totality, about 3:30 in the morning. How many of you heard this before? Okay. It was like, wow. When it came to me, it hit me like a ton of bricks because I kept wondering, why are the nations roaring? Why are the nations getting ready for war? Why? Because God has an appointment for all this to take place. And we need to be ready. Can I get amen? We need to be about our Father's business. Yes. The Bible says that nation against nation. Yeah, well, but I'm talking about the vineyard where the harvest is ripe. But the laborers are few. Be praying that we're allowed to get a table, because I spoke to Tim. He's just waiting for one more answer, and we want to put a prayer out there in Chula Vista Mall. I mean, it's a table. We have a banner that says "Need Prayer." Amen. We want to pray for souls that are walking by. Amen. Man, we need to do an outreach. We need to do something. We need to be about our Father's business. Now, exactly a year from. Next Wednesday, let's move on to the next clip. The next blood moon will be on the same biblical day on Shavuot 15, which is Tu B'Shevat, the other book in blood moon. And so every time there's a significant prophetic event that lines up on the Hebrew calendar, you could expect it's a divine appointment. Something's ready to stir up. And God's given us an insight. God's given us, he's telling his children his secrets.
Right now on the internet.
Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed to know that God will let us
know
what's
coming?
Maybe you
just were surfing the net.
Huh?
You came across Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship.
I was puzzled. I go, why are these nations
And you're hearing
roaring?
This message right
we
now.
Know in the
and
last
you
days,
may not even know
but,
who Jesus
I
is.
I was like, are we that close now, God?
I'm going to ask you right now
yes,
to pray
are.
With me.
We're that close, amen.
That God
and so
will show
I just
himself
wanted to give
mighty
everyone
to
an update.
He will
on
come
that.
And visit you right now by
and,
faith. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I do believe that you died for me. I believe, God, that the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. And on the third day, you rose again to give me life and life more abundantly. Lord Jesus, forgive me now, God, of all my sins. Come into my heart and make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I'll do my best to serve you, Lord, all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed this prayer by faith, God, through the authority of his word, has saved you. I pray that you would find a Bible-believing church and that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of our sermons, all of our notes, all of our PowerPoints are free at charge. Just download them from your computer and be blessed.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.